let's look at our series again, because it's so important. It really is. Don't miss it. Chapter number 7, verse 1 and 2, Deuteronomy lists 7 cultures that are no longer there, but the spirit that drove them, that spirit is there. We've looked at the first 5. Now here's number 6. It's the Hivites. We looked at it yesterday. Let me just give a quick bouncing review. It means villagers, tent. It means belonging to a village. It has everything to do with life and fun and good times. In Genesis 3:20, which I think I shocked the audience, is that the original name of Eve, Adam and Eve, right there, is a name that attaches to the serpent and attaches to Hivites. It simply means live it up, and that's exactly what the devil did. Hey, Eve, God's holding out on you. God's keeping something back. God is not allowing you to do some things. Hey, eat this, and you can live it up. In Genesis 4:1. Now, she has a son named Cain. We know that, which means possession, gotten from the Lord, possess an inheritance. Now, the Hivites people require some type of inheritance so they can live it up. They want to live it up. They want to have fun, enjoy fame, wealth, travel, good times. Jesus talked about that in Luke 12, 13 through 21, and Proverbs 24, 30 through 32. You know, it's just live it up, have a great time. It deals with self-centeredness. The universe exists to serve them. The universe exists to serve them. It's living a selfish life, not a selfless life that God wants us to live. We looked at James 4, 1 through 10, and we're looking at and we're dissecting this spirit that is very much alive today. It gives us that party spirit. It's Friday. Let's go out and have another big party tonight. Let's go do whatever we do and let's, you know, get drunk as much as we can, do as much illicitness as we can, use as much drugs as we can. And that's that party spirit. That's basically where we are in this nation and the world. Church can't do nothing there. Serving God, he'll cramp my style. That's what we have. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, it says, who only has immortality dwelleth in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. See, that's that eternal life, that those that don't dwell in the light never see. They don't understand it. Jesus, yeah, right. Because they don't grasp the significance of the eternal. That's what that spirit wants to do in people. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Have as much fun as you can, and don't think about tomorrow. I remember years ago, this just popped into my head. There was a song that was very popular back then, and the group was called the Grassroots. Very popular song. And the song was Live for Today. Live for Today. And the song goes on, trying to remember it. The song goes on, just Spirit gave it to me for an illustration. The song goes on to talk about we living right now, don't care about tomorrow, why others are going out and they're working and they're getting educated and they're getting ready for families. We're living for today. We're living for today. That's that spirit in operation. Live for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. And it sounds great. Hey, yeah. What fun I could have. Wow. And that's what it's talking about. Living for today. Why others are planning their future. Remember one line. I'm here loving you. Mm-hmm. I'm here loving you. That's the idea of this spirit. In Exodus 33:20, it says, and he said, God speaking to Moses, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. You know, when you look at this and this spirit that tries to destroy, do these things and you'll end up in trouble. Do these things, you'll end up fun, but you'll end up in trouble, but you have fun while you're doing it. See, God wants to tear down this spirit by his authority and power and tear down the strongholds and the manifesting of the strongholds. And God wants to reveal himself to you. And what's beautiful, I did a word study on this. Thou canst not see my face, for they shall no man see me and live. I'll do that one day. I will show you some powerful thoughts and passages that deal with about seeing God's face and seeing his glory. It's interesting. I got it from the scriptures and the Talmud, which comes out of course, the Jewish nation, comes out the original Hebrew that this was written in. I'll do it one day about seeing God's glory. See, God's glory want to become manifested. And that spirit don't want God's glory manifested, because when God's glory gets manifested, that spirit is defeated. And it doesn't want to do that. It keeps everybody partying all the time. Just continually having a good time, because as long as I have a good time, that self, I won't think about God in my life, because the party will stop. Let's go to Psalm 107, verse 1 through verse 7. 107, 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. See, there you go. Spirit hates that. And gather them, verse 3, them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Have you ever prayed for the people in that direction? Just let me just kind of do a little sidebar here. Have you ever prayed and those to the east, the west, the north, and the south? The Bible talks about that, about you turn toward the west and you say, God, you call that in, and east and north and south. Well, look what it says. Gather them out of the lands from the east, west, north, and south. Here's number 4. They wandered in the wilderness in solidarity. Look at this. They're alone, and they found no city to dwell in. 5. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 7. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. See, the right way, the right way, the right way, the right way. The Spirit does not want people in the correct direction from north, south, east, and west. That's why there's always another party. There's always another opportunity to have fun. There's always another drug. There's always another, always another, always another, always another. They can't wait to the weekend because there'll be another. Can't wait to Friday night because there'll be another. Can't wait to Saturday night because there'll be another. And that's the way that spirit operates. That's the way that spirit functions. There'll always be another. There'll always be another. Something else to do. Right? And I want you to see this in Deuteronomy 29:4. Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. You see, they were functioning. They were functioning. Something else to do. 3 said, the great temptations which the eyes have seen, the signs, and those great miracles. See, there's always something to do. You ever notice that? Hey, let's go over there. Hey, go over here. Let's get that going. Let's get this going. Always. And that spirit of deception, of Hivites, it's possession. It's always doing. It's always going. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Look at this. The apostle says, verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 10, moreover, brethren, I would not have you should be ignorant. That's ignorant. That's not stupid. Ignorant means just don't have the facts. He never calls anybody stupid. He just says ignorant. Moreover, I would not have you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed to the sea. He said, I want you to know this. Don't be a person that just don't have the information. 2, and we're all baptized under Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And then 3, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. Okay, we're feasting on the Lord. 4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. Of course, the rock is Christ Jesus. Now look at this. Verse 5. Okay, that 1-4 is direction they were going in. Direction they were going in. Watch how they get distracted. 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Why? For they were overthrown in the wilderness. They committed idolatry. They went back serving idols. They built the idol Baal. Baal Peor. See, and there you go, the golden calf. Then 6. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted. They see that spirit in operation. That spirit in operation. You see? There it is. Look at 7. Neither be ye adulterers, as were some of them. Not adulterers, idolaters. As is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose to play. Rose to play. Got, yeah. Right. See, that's powerful because in verse 6, now these were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. That, see, the earth, see, that's where the earth comes in, and that's where the Gershites come in that are earthly. That's where the spirit of the Gershites come in. When, and keep your eyes here, keep your eyes on here, keep your eyes here, keep your eyes on earth and fun and games and this and that and drugs and adultery and physical relationships and sex and homosexuality. Jamie did a good job on that, by the way. And just on and on and on it goes. You see? Gershites and the Hivite spirit got together. Look what happened here. Now, if you look at this passage of scripture, this is amazing. Verse 1 said, hey, I don't want you to be ignorant about this. I want you to have the information that God took them out. He helped them. He strengthened them. He provided for them. He had an opportunity to love them, and he did so. And then he's speaking to the Corinthian church who had the same opportunity, the same stuff, But what happens is that they went in the wrong direction, you know, to live a life of abandonment. I mean, back in the day, to live a life of wantonness and looseness and you name it. And when a person developed into that lifestyle, there is a byword for them. There's a nickname. See, the name of the town was Corinth, and the name of the people would be Corinthians. But the name of the people that got caught was a name that was simply, they became, watch this, Corinthians. Well, that's where they're born, right? No. And yes, they became individuals of Corinth. When they would say individuals of Corinth, they didn't say they were born there. They didn't say they lived there. They didn't say they grew their crops there. They said they took the Corinthian lifestyle, which was very, very wicked. Extremely so. Extremely so. So these powerful spirits, if you read down, it gets worse. Verse 8, let us not commit fornication as they committed. And, you know, it costs, 23,000. They don't tempt Christ. Destroyed by serpents. And all this, all these activities in this passage all the way down is the spirit of the Hivites connected to the spirits of the Gershites. And there we have it. There's what you have right there. Now, in Colossians chapter 3, in verse 5 and 6 says, mortify therefore your members of which are upon the earth, fornication and uncleanness and inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is adultery, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. That's that spirit does that. And everything right there, you know, we know about the fornication, the uncleanliness is just living filthy lives, not physically. Inordinate affection, that's unnatural affection. Evil concupiscence, that's the trans area. Covetousness, we know what that is, and it's all adultery. It's other gods being served. Other gods being served. Then verse 6 says, for which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. What happens? What happens? Judgment comes. Judgment arrives. That's what happens. And I wonder how close. Someone talking to me today. Someone's chatting to me today. And we talked about the abortion issue. The abortion issue and how it's the big thing, along with the economy, et cetera. So, see, the money, have to have the money to party, right? You have to have the money to buy the drugs. You have to have the money to drink the booze. You have to have the money to go do. The economy feeds unrighteous living. But we know that we have to have the economy so others can buy food and pay the rent. We understand that. But there's always a sidelight to this. If you don't have the money, you can't buy the drugs. If you don't have the money, you can't go out and party all night long. If you don't have the money, you can't go down to the nightclub. See, you have to have the dollars. So you increase the economy, you increase the spendable money, and the spendable money is there. So you can go out and meet somebody and commit adultery with her or fornication. She gets pregnant. Now she's pregnant. Now what do we do? Now what do? Well, we abort the baby. We abort the baby. We get rid of the baby. So we have to have legalized abortion. So we get legalized abortion. We can spend the money because the economy's better in all these activities. Easy fix. Have the money. I can do what I wish. Kill the baby and then do what I wish. It's the cycle of defeat. And we were talking about that today. We were talking about that to somebody this morning. It's exactly what's going on here. Exactly what's happening. Exactly what's happening. It's going on. That's happening now. It all runs together. And we're talking about that. Look at verse 13 of Luke chapter 12. And one of the company said to him, Master, speak to my brother. He divide the inheritance with me. See, there you go. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Of course not. Your life's not there. Then next verse, 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man bringeth forth plentifully. We cover this pretty good. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? He's being blessed. The man was being blessed, and nothing wrong with being blessed. 18, and he said, This is what I will do. I'll pull down my barns, build greater, and they'll I bestow upon all my fruits and my goods. Nothing wrong in expanding your enterprises. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all with that. No. Making your business better. Getting more clients. Nothing wrong with that. Here's where he went wrong. 19. I will say to my soul, soul that has much goods laid up for many years, Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. See, there's that spirit. There's that spirit being driven by the blessing of economy. Now, that's not true for everybody. See, I'm not going to put everybody in one basket. I refuse to do that. Because I know very, 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 very wealthy people. Very, 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 one more very. Wealthy people. And they're not like that. They use their money for the glory of God. They finance the kingdom of God. So I'm not going to throw everybody into that basket because it's not correct. Yes, this is true. And yes, it happens. And absolutely it takes place. No question. But it's not everybody. I know people that's built their business. They started out very small. And God has blessed them mightily. God has blessed them wonderfully. I pastored some of them over the years. They finance ministry. They finance trips to foreign fields. They finance. There's a need somewhere. They write the checkbook. Bang, here's the money. Here's $5,000. Go do it. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's not everybody. It's this guy and people like him that this spirit of the Gershites and the spirit of the Hivites get on him. I will say to my soul, soul, thou art much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat and drink and be merry. That party spirit. Party spirit. Party spirit. 20, and God said to him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? And then, of course, lay up treasure in heaven. Of course, do that. Of course, do that. But this spirit operates that gets your eyes off of what is important and gets your eyes on the unimportant, on the material things. You can have material goods and be a great Christian. Thank God for people that have material wealth that drive the gospel of Jesus, that give great amounts of money into the kingdom. Thank God for them. Oh, yeah, because, I pastored them. I pastored them. I've had them. There wasn't a need ever in that church. Wasn't a need. They would see a need. One time in one place, there was we had 5 acres on the property. Great church, out kind of in the country, but not far from, I'll tell you where it was, in Gainesville, is in a town called Hawthorne, which is about 20 miles to the east of Gainesville. I pastored in that town about 3 years. Beautiful piece of property. It was so gorgeous out there. Very quiet, and, you know, the deer would go through and all that type thing. Had a pond and some great trees and all. And it was just a lovely place to live. And a country store, and we had the owner of the country store and members of the church, owner of the store. And we needed something. Store provided it. Needed this or that. Food to feed somebody. Oh, store was always given, always given, always given. That's great. And then in that church was a very, 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 very wealthy man. Wealthy. Millionaire 10 times over, believe me. And he would look and he would see a need in the church. Like one time, to cut the grass, you had to use these big lawnmowers. Big lawnmowers. And the lawnmower was not working for anybody to cut the grass because the grass would go in that area feet and days, you know. You cut it on Monday. By Sunday, it was, you know, waist deep. It was the land in which it was on. It'd grow like crazy. And so he said, you know, I'm going to go. And he told me, he said, Pastor, I'm going to do something. I said, what are you going to do? He said, we need a bigger, better lawnmower. I said, yeah, we do. He goes, no problem. Next day or so, they delivered a giant, like, 6 foot cut lawnmower, whatever it was. Bang. Then he says, you know, that piece of equipment needs a new engine. Bang. That's what I'm talking about. Air conditioning's out. Bang. Wealthy. Gave. He was a giver. That's why he was blessed. And his business, he lived in an area where weather was important to him. And all the produce around him was wiped out one time. It was just wiped out. Not one thing on his property was ever injured by any type of hurricane, any type of tornado, any type of rain. It was identical. You could X the tree and everything. You can look at a leaf. Storm would go through and the same leaf was there because he was a giver. So it's not about that. It's about people that are influenced by these spirits. Not about a person that's spirit-filled, full of the Holy Ghost, understands the law of giving, understands God blessing. And this spirit, see, remember, here was Adam and Eve in a garden that was 3,000 miles long and 2,000 miles wide. And Eve was deceived by the serpent that's actually attached to her name. Look it up. Get your concordances, get your, you know, lexicons. It was, look it up. And because of that, she was deceived by the enemy, by the spirit of the Hivites. And there you go. Don't let it happen to you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. No matter how much God blesses you. Absolutely.